Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, Power to Be You audience. Today is Thursday, October 25th, and it is my pleasure to come online on Blog Talk Radio / Power to Be You. This show is about accountability, awareness, and empowerment via education. Today's program is going to be actually quite specific because normally on Thursdays there is a person, I do an interview with either a leader, a coach, a contributor who through their own testimony, their own life, their own skill will be able to impart and shed light into where they are, where they're going, information that can make an impact and can help you go forward in the direction of your most wanted outcomes in life. But today I decided that this will not be the course of action as I am before a major event which is taking place tomorrow here in my city, which is West Palm Beach. I am hosting the Power to Be You Youth and Mentor Coaching Training. This is in association with the Youth Coaching Academy out of London and with the Children's Coalition, which is a nonprofit organization founded by Carlton Cartwright, whom I interviewed 2 weeks ago. And this organization works with at-risk youth, the at-risk youth in our community. And this event is very, very special and is very important to me because this is me putting to work what I've said and what I believed in. And it is me coming forward and saying, I believe I have a purpose and I believe I have a mission. And I believe that all of my experiences have come together to put me where I am now. And tomorrow will be a manifestation of that. So I thought that it was very appropriate for me to come to you and in the process of speaking to you and empowering you, sharing my story, and being very open and honest to letting you in on my own journey, which is where I believe that we all are destined for something great and that it does take decision and it does take action and it does require momentum and it requires a strong set of beliefs and in our abilities and ourselves. And I don't want to miss this opportunity to make you be a part of it, to share with you what is happening at the moment with what it is that I am doing. I feel that this is very much a reality slice of life that if right now, while I'm talking about going forward and about being empowered and about transforming people and about contributing to life, that is exactly what is happening here in the midst of all this. Tomorrow's event has been geared for service workers who work with youth. And I have been able to invite the representatives from multiple organizations who represent the youth service organizations. So we have representatives from the Take Stock in Children, which serves children by showing or by having a mentor and once a week for each child and then giving a child a 4-year college scholarship and in return for the child to sign a letter stating that they will not get involved in gang violence or they will not drop out. And the success rate has been phenomenal in their years that they've been helping because the way that it's set up, it's the mentors will stay with each child throughout their volunteerism. And just to let you know, our Mayor Frankel, Lois Frankel, she serves as a mentor to a 16-year-old child. So this is it's impressive. It's very impressive because it is about a community making a community. It takes a community to help and to create one. And tomorrow's event is commemorating that awareness, is commemorating that service from the many individuals who are going to be in attendance at the West Palm Beach Convention Center. And so another organization is going to be the Urban League. And we have two representatives from there that also represent the faith-based community. And they are aligned with the entire network of national urban leagues for our country. And having them there is an honor. Then we have the mentor group. They are aligned with the mentor group that stems out of Washington, D.C. And they, what the mentor group does is that it wants to establish a parallel to all of the different mentor groups, thus creating sustainability, thus creating cohesion, the whole elements of organized practices to really define what you're doing and delivering in a very measurable way and in a systemic way so that it is effective. And, you know, when we combine more than just one force, more than one organization, we build and we get synergy. So, again, having this event tomorrow and being able to present a youth and mentor coaching training, which is based on life coaching, on transformational coaching, is a phenomenal quest. And it's a phenomenal event that's going to take place, because my whole purpose is to really, really bring in results and bring in solutions to the issues that we are facing, particularly with our kids. It is for me, I am so vehemently expressing this need for all of us to really take a stand and be able to say, you know, look outside of ourselves, outside of our organizations, outside of our units, outside of our families, and look at the overall state of where our kids are. And this, to me, it's alarming. It's alarming because these are the kids who are going to represent us as we age. They are going to be the kids who are going to be making the laws. They're going to be the kids who are going to be on the wrong side of the law 40 years down the road. And we don't have to go so far. We can just say 5 years down the road. Here in Palm Beach County, we had a horrific event in the month of June, which is now being called the Dunbar incident. And where it happened was at the Dunbar Village, which is a project section of Palm Beach County. And about 10 kids unfortunately assaulted a woman and her son in her home and proceeded to get them engaged. And after all of these kids were finished, they added chemicals to both the child's eyes and to the woman's body. And I just have to take a moment, because this is such a, you know, it just stirs you to your deeper sense of self and your deeper sense of humanity. And for me, I really feel that we do have to come together and partner with each other and partner with our forces and partner with our education and with everything that we have to collectively be a force so that we can create change and that we can interrupt patterns and that we can take those kids that haven't yet been touched by violence or that haven't yet been injected with hatred or with disregard. You know, I know that there's so many people out there who want to make a difference and who care about making a difference and who passionately want to love these kids and to help these kids. One person can't do it alone, but together we make a tremendous difference. And for me, tomorrow is precisely that, is being able to come from the coaching background, where the coaching background that I have been privy to have comes from the angle of transformation, where once we understand who we are, once we understand why we behave the way that we behave, Once we understand the six human needs that I referred to at the beginning of the week, we are able to make such incredible distinctions within ourselves, within our delivery, within our projection, within the meaning of who we are to ourselves. And this is precisely what the training will lead to tomorrow. The Youth Coaching Academy founder, Harry Singa, he was here on the show 2 weeks ago after Carlton and talking about this event. And the three of us, the three organizations, are coming together to make this possible for our community. And it is just an amazing opportunity for us to be able to showcase what each of us does and what each of us is doing to help. Like we said before, Carlton Cartwright, he's working hands-on with the different outreach centers and with the different schools that have these children who are brought to him through the Palm Beach County education system or the juvenile justice system. And he works with these kids, teaching them through the arts and technology, teaching them through still photography, through filmmaking. He spends all of his free time. He has no free time. He spends all of his time with the kids. And this is just one man who has dedicated his life to making a difference for them. But it takes more than one person to make that difference. And my call is to bring awareness to him so that we can have a community helping, a community stepping up, so that we can have businesses who are willing to say, here, I have contribution. Here, I have a space. Here, I am a builder. I will help you build that new building that you want so that more kids can come in and that we can develop programming for them. I myself have the Power to Be You Science of Belief Technology program outlined already to have it applied with the children. This is going to take place with the help of different life coaches that I have tapped into. All of this comes from the heart. It's not about ego. It's not about an economical opportunity. It's about coming in and giving the best of what we have to save lives, to help children, to make a difference, to take them from where they are to a new place in life based on what they want, based on what they value, based on what they think is right. And what they think is right is completely determined by their references. If they've not seen anything else than what has been shown to them, they will not know that there are other alternatives. And that is why coaching is such an essential part. It is the essential component of how we are going to get into these kids and help them understand where they are today. Help them understand the things that has happened in their lives. I am so passionate about making a difference through coaching that this event took place right before my eyes as I'm walking. I put this together in less than a month, and I am stepping into this new domain believing and knowing that my intention is for goodness, that my intention is for praise to those individuals who have been sustaining their organizations and sustaining their work despite their frustrations, despite the things that they do not, that they can't handle or that they are unable to assist with. Tomorrow, these same individuals are going to get tools and they're going to have specific training that they're going to undergo themselves. And at the end of the day, we are going to have individuals who are now going to be stronger, who are now going to be able to side with each other and say, I see this. This is how we can do this better. This is how we can be empowered to carry forth with this. This is how we can actually help a child get out of that limiting belief or get out of that state of being that's not helping him or her. We will not be able to help another until we help ourselves. That is why it's so important that the people who are going to be attending this event tomorrow, for those who've attended, those are the ones who have been called to action, not by me. There's a higher force in the making. They are coming there for a reason and for a purpose. And these are the changers. These are the people who are going to cause transformation amongst our youth right here in Palm Beach County. It starts, it's a ripple. It starts with that one pebble that falls in, and then the ripple continues, and it continues, and it continues. And this is what my purpose is, to bring awareness, to bring accountability, and to bring empowerment via education. We've been programmed for too long to do things a certain way, even though sometimes those ways didn't work. Today's times calls for action. It calls for flexibility. Our life is so full with so much of so many things that it's oftentimes it is difficult to define what we are and who we are and why we are. And it's difficult to take some time out to really consider, what am I doing or why am I doing it? And at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what we've done, where we've gone. What matters is what we have in our hearts, what we've lived for, the difference that we've made, if not for anyone else, but at least for ourselves. Because we owe it. We owe it to our life, to our Creator, to be big, to be amazing, to come and go through, even when we're afraid, even when we're fearful, even when we are not sure exactly how things are going to turn out. Today I said that it is in moments like this, when you're going to go before so many people, that your foundation will determine the direction you will go in. The foundation is the one that will support you. Excuse me. And the foundation is what will sustain you through that journey. And I thank my Creator, I thank God for having given me the awareness and the desire to make a difference by being different. To make a difference by not being someone that did not care. My whole life has been driven by this desire to really create an impact. To save people, in the sense of when I see someone going down a dark path of self-destruction, or where their life is full of just blackness. All I've known in my life is light. All I've known in my life is positive, or perhaps it's all I've ever focused on. I know that if we can see it in others, we can have it. I know that it is possible because I've lived it. And living life alone is not worth it. We need to share our lives with the people around us, and especially the people who need us. So many people, and so many children need us. That for me, this is a lifelong quest. And tomorrow, to come back to tomorrow, this is an amazing opportunity to be able to serve, to be able to share something of value with those people who have been serving for such a long time. It takes a lot of money to learn to gain these distinctions. It takes a lot of money to be able to get to a point where you believe so much in yourself that you feel that everything is possible, where you don't stop yourself because you don't have the finances that normally would get you there. It takes a lot of money to develop that mindset, because if everyone had it, then there wouldn't be any of the problems that we have, because everyone would just focus and understand and know the power of beliefs. They would understand what state management is and how to overcome it. But we as a society are kept in the dark. We as a common group of people, to say common, I just mean a group that goes across the board, the multitude, most of us are in the dark. Most of the multitude are watching TV, being programmed by what? 98% of it is junk. 98% of it presents a slice of life that's not real. Or maybe it presents a slice of life that is very real, such as those shows, those 30-minute shows that show everyone else fighting and arguing and hitting each other. But if that's what people are watching, then that's what will tell you what people value. And as a society, where are we going with that? Where are we moving towards? I don't think anyone having a choice would opt for pain instead of pleasure. I don't think that if given a choice, you would want to live in the slums as opposed to living in a home that's clean with grass and with trees and flowers in front. Living a life of poverty is not fun. And it does not honor who we were created to be. And what's crazy is there are so many people in the world that would love to be where we are. So many people in the world that do not have an inch of what we have here. And they too suffer. I know of someone who is out in Africa serving through a mission. She's in Uganda. And she's working with about 400 children, teaching them and feeding them. She writes via her BlackBerry, and she retells the stories, oftentimes one after another. And they read as part of a book. She speaks about their culture. She speaks about their habits, their routines, but she often talks about their needs and how frustrated she is because she can't help more. This is one person, actually herself and her fiancé, two people, helping 400. We all have a part to play. We all have a part to play, and the only thing that we can do is go into ourselves and be willing to really listen. You know, the jobs that sometimes we go look for, those jobs, they serve to pay our bills. But they are not our identity. If you go look at a sales job or at a store job behind a counter, can you identify with the counter? Can you say that the counter can relate to who you are as a person, to your deeper needs, to your future, to your dreams? You really have to ask these questions to yourself. Because life is more than all of these external mediums through which we identify. Ask a person, ask your friends. Ask them, who are you? And most of the people will come back with a job description. I used to work in the airline industry before getting injured. And you'd ask, you know, who are you? Every time people would say, I'm a flight attendant, I'm a pilot. So, of course, when you hear that, immediately you just assume. It's almost like you know who the person is, you know how they react, you know how they act, you know how they spend money. You know if they have something in their head or they don't. You tend to make judgments about those people just from one word, a description of the job that they do. Or ask a group of lawyers, you know, who are you? Well, I'm a lawyer. Then let him or her continue, and they'll tell you a firm that they're with. And if you know who the firm is, you're going to even be more impressed. And right away, you're going to put them at a different level. Or think a doctor. The minute someone says, I am a doctor, well, we admire doctors. We know that it takes a long time to go to school. And we trust that they know what they're doing and that they are there to save our lives and to help us. Then there's another side of that. We don't know what has happened in all these years. If they've been frustrated, if they've done well in school, if now they are so overwhelmed with the cost that now they must work no matter what. You know, there's always two sides to every story. But really pay attention and take this as an exercise. Ask people, who are you? Ask yourself, who are you? What different characteristics do you identify with in your life? If you're a female, I always say we are like roses. We bloom as we go through life, but we bloom when we are living life with passion and with love and with dreams and with openness. Now, when we choose to live life with limitations and fear and sadness, that rose starts to wilt. So when you ask yourself as a woman, who am I? See what you come up with. See if you come up with a friend, a mother, a sister, a teacher, an inspiration, a motivator, a comedian, a lover, a joker, an athlete. We all have all of these inside of us. But oftentimes, we put on one hat, and that one hat defines everything else. And usually that one hat we identify with lies in the job that we do, which takes most of our time, which takes most of our energy, which guides our days, pays our bills, gives us our fulfillment or our frustration. So going back to tomorrow, at this youth and mentor coaching training day, the people that have been serving our youth, are the guests of honor there, because they all deserve to make these distinctions now, because they all deserve to have this awareness, because they all deserve to be empowered beyond anything that they ever thought possible. And my mission is to bring this awareness to them so that in turn they can help the children they are dealing with. I am not going to stand there by myself. I have a panel of coaches that believe in their own way as I do, that believe we are at a place and time where we need to transform that reality that we see out there, or that oftentimes shows itself up. Because what is reality in actuality? I heard that once by my mentor. Actually, more than once. He'll say, what is reality in actuality? Is what you perceived as being real. What you perceived as being real is different than what the next person perceives as being real. To someone, the end is here. To others, we've just begun. To some, this is life. To others, life is a journey. To some people, they don't care about spirituality, or they don't care about quote-unquote philosophy. All they care about is results. Let me see that bottom line. Let me see those numbers at the bottom of the page, because that's what matters. But how many people have gone to the grave with a lot of numbers in their bank account? And how many people live alone, live sad lives, because their life was spent just looking for that bottom line? There's a lot of honor in living life with integrity and truth and purpose. And that comes solely from your soul. It comes solely from that part within you that created you, that makes your life beat, that makes you stand in awe when you see an incredible sunrise, or that makes you jump when you finally fall in love, or that makes you cry when you see a child, or when you see an event like the tsunami take place, or an event like 9/11, or an event like Dunbar. That point in your heart, in your chest, that is moved when you hear a story, that's your inner sense, that's your gift, that's the beauty within you. And that's what you must allow to get out. That's where your hidden truth is. That's where your meaning is. That's where your life lies, in that part right there. This is what they mean by saying, do not let the flame die out. This morning, at the empowerment show that I do in the morning, Wake Up to Empowerment, my final words were, life without spirit has no song. Without your spirit, there is no song in your life. There's no purpose in living a life when you are just there, quote unquote, making donuts. Just going from your car to your house to your couch, to the refrigerator, to the couch, your remote control. And when somebody talks to you, you just answer with a huh, huh. Not even a word, because you're too tired. There's no life in that. 60, 70 more years of that, imagine. There's no purpose. Where's the motivation for you to go forward? Where's the motivation for you to just say, yeah, let me get up. I want to complete. I want to achieve. I want to change. I want to endure. I want to progress. I want to evolve. You have that. Somebody can help you get there. That's what we're talking about, a coach. A coach can help you get there. But it's up to you to take the plunge. It's up to you to step up and say, yeah, here I'm coming. Here I go. And even if you're afraid, it doesn't matter. Because we were created with that. Or we were forced to have that in our lives once Eve did what she did. We need to be able to make this life be worth what we give in exchange. Every day we're exchanging a bit of our lives for the day that we've had. Take inventory at the end of the day. Be honest with yourself and ask yourself, was this day well spent? What did I do today? How did I move forward? Or is it the same old, same old? That's not terribly exciting. But you have a choice. You have a choice to go forward, to choose different. You have a choice to step up. And you have a choice to follow a path. And you don't have to follow it alone, and you don't have to follow it blindly. You can get smart and learn from those who have already gotten there, or who have been there, or who have already crossed that ocean. They'll tell you what they went through. Then you'll have added value already to your story. So tomorrow's Youth and Mentor Training Day is about harnessing that power. It's about harnessing that power to be you. I've been living it. I've been doing it. It hasn't been easy. It's been challenging. But I can tell you that at the end of the day, I feel proud. I feel proud that even when the situation got tough, and that even when I was wanting to jump both off, I stayed, and I stayed on that ride. Because I know we all affect people. I have no real idea of what effect I am having by what I'm doing. I have no idea right now who is listening to me and how what I am saying is impacting you or where these words will end up one day. All I know is that I can only come to you with truth, with love, with the spirit of God in my soul guiding me to help you. To help you see a light, maybe a little light at the end of that road. That's all you need, a little light. Because then with your own finger, you can start scratching it out. And then you make the hole bigger and bigger. That's it. That's all you need. If we could drop that seed and allow others to find their way, then I think that's already a big accomplishment. I come from a place of love. And I come from a place of not being afraid to reveal my pain or to reveal what I've been through. You know, how would you be able to believe in me if I hadn't gone through all these things that I tell you about and that I talk to you about? I've been through them. I've been through so much in my life. that I could just sit there and just say, okay, time for me to check out. Life is too great. Just check out. Being able to harness our own life and to live a life where we can impact others, influence others, help others, give to others, raise others up. Where we can look at a flower and cry because of the uniqueness and the beauty of it. Where you can feel that happiness because you've done something bigger than what you thought you could ever do. Those moments are amazing. And I share with you all of this because I'm going through this now. Tomorrow's event, to me, means the world. If I were to not be here anymore after tomorrow evening, I would go happy, knowing that I brought a dream alive, and knowing that I got people together, and that I was able to create this, just because I had a thought, and because I had a mission, and because I had belief. And that I didn't allow my conditions to stop me or my self-doubt to sabotage me. I believe in these causes. I believe in Carlton Cartwright, who's the founder of the Children's Coalition. I believe in giving him that assistance, that helping hand. Because we all need someone. Today I also read, to the world you're just one person, but to one person you're the world. Go find that person. Go find that person who's going to see you as their world. And then your world will take on a different shape. Then the life you lead will become real. Because now you will not be worried about the everyday idiosyncrasies that happen. You know, these are just part of the game, but they're not life. Life is what you give and what comes out of your heart and your soul. To be touched by that angel of life that breathes life into another's world. With that, I want to leave because I am still preparing for tomorrow. That I don't know you and I love you. And if any of you are in West Palm Beach, I will be at the Palm Beach Convention Center tomorrow. The event starts at 9:30. It finishes at 4:30. We're going to be in room F. I look forward to meeting you. Until next Tuesday.